Rangers Rambles.
And we are live with episode 23 of the Furry Raiders podcast. Hello, my name is Jolt, the chief host of the podcast. And, well, as much as I'd like to say, I'd like to have done this in better terms, here we are, and I'm joined here today with my second, Candy.
You guys... Silence.
Oh, no, he's dropped out. Oh, no.
Disconnected.
Oh, disconnected. It's a...
Right.
Oh, you dropped out right there.
Hello. Sorry about that.
Yeah, it's okay. We were just about to introduce you.
just beginning, and it's already falling about our ears.
That's all right. How's everyone doing?
I'm all right.
Better. Could be better at the same time.
All right.
All right. Next up, Tenacious.
Hey, up, Milados.
Noble.
Yo.
And joining us for the first time in the Raiders podcast, Mikhail, do introduce yourself and just tell us a little fun fact about yourself.
Well, like Jolt said, my name's Mikhail. I live in Canada, and I hate my Prime Minister so much.
Yay! Can we have a round of applause for that?
I don't think you can hear it through my mic, but... Dude, it's the precedent we've set, hasn't it, though? Like, I mean, you're all just hoping that Canada at least has a new Prime Minister that can overturn it, or if Buddy Trudeau wins again.
He was literally only elected because of who his father was.
Yeah. His father and his good looks.
Isn't that...
I don't even think he looks that good. He's not an attractive man.
I mean, for a soy boy, he's pretty cute.
Yeah, but I don't like soy boys.
Well, there you go.
Well, we've got...
People kind.
Oh, good grief. Not that.
No, Justin, you're not even a people, so you don't count.
Just Trudeau's aren't people. Anyway, we just have the worst of the worst. So much freaking... drama at this stage.
Ooh, is that some dramas?
Yeah, it's not even funny, and that's why I called this in. Because, first of all, Euroference has decided to unilaterally start slipping around all these ribbons into their con books, and, you know, predictably bad, predictably disastrous results.
Yes. Now, these ribbons are those those are the Nazi fur fuck-off ribbons that we saw at Anthrocon.
Although, and... I happen to know that the Europhone's Telegram is just full of Hitler memes.
Well...
Really?
Yeah,
I know someone who's in it, and he says that it's just everywhere. It's left to right Hitler.
Okay.
Like, wow. I mean, this is a shocker, right?
I mean, I don't think it's an official one. I don't think the chairman knows about it, but, you know... It's still a major EF Telegram group, and it's got just Hitler everywhere.
That's basically a complete stark irony compared to, you know, how the Germans have decided they're just going to go ape against all that stuff.
Well, yeah. Germans do have a bad history with enforcing political viewpoints on people.
Look, the fact of the matter is, I mean... They have slipped out all these ribbons onto con books at such a large scale, and when you look at the attendance figures, you got like, I don't know, 2,500, maybe 3,000 people attending said con.
And rather few of those will be returning next year.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, you consider the majority demographic, that might not just be, you know, the best thing.
The other thing is people may actually ignore the little slips.
Yeah.
Or... No, they're not going to ignore them, because have you seen what the con book itself actually says?
Yeah, there's a statement in the con book too, But we'll get to that in a minute. But the funny thing was...
officially liberal!
The funny thing was about this thing was that some people have basically chopped up the ribbons and spoofed them by making a tie that just says, fuck, 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 fuck.
Oh, God.
Or they could just chop it up just to say Nazi fur.
Yes! Just Nazi fur.
Yeah,
just chop it in half and wear that.
Yeah, just get a razor blade and cut off the fuck off
yeah.
bit.
Yeah, why not?
And then just have like Nazi fur just on the ribbon on your person and just watch the staff of the convention.
I'll put it on the chairman's back.
Actually, I need the real deal.
On the chairman's back while
fuck off!
And you'll be like, what? They put this in the con book. What? I'm just wearing it. What's the big deal?
I mean, here's where the problem lies, though. I mean, there are only few cons that I can think of that can just, you know, do what your friends did and say, hold my beer, because of their sheer attendance figures.
Yeah, I mean, well, I mean, there's MFF and their drug problem.
I mean,
not to mention their chemical terrorism problem.
Like, oh, and let's not forget all the censorship of all the artwork now. That too.
You cannot draw Nick Wilde anymore.
The fact of the matter
is, we'll be sued by Disney if you do that.
Even like, though
Disney doesn't give a shit.
Theo's on the staff there, and she's a communist, so therefore even, she shouldn't believe in copyright.
I don't know if she's legit on the staff or not, but still.
Well, she claims to be, and if she is, therefore, that's against communism, because one of the factors in communism is that you can't believe in copyright.
Yeah.
Well, I think we're getting a little bit off topic here.
The fact is, like...
No, it's all good. Let's keep it going.
No. I'll show you the little statement that they were also passing around, but you've got to realize, like, 2,000 con books, 2,000 ribbons, one for every attendee, and everybody has to see it.
Jeez, that is insane.
I imagine they're just going to... Probably quite a lot.
Yeah. I mean, at this stage, some people are just going to leave them there and then just, like, maybe we can just see a rubbish pile of ribbons with any luck.
It's going to be like in Germany after the mark depreciated in value. People are just going to be leaving them in the streets, like litter.
I don't think so, but there's always some people who can never have enough.
Have you seen some of the photos? It's street sweepers just sweeping up massive piles of banknotes because they're completely worthless. You know, and people have used them to like light cigarettes and things because it's actually cheaper to use the money than to buy matches.
Or people like using wheelbarrows of money to buy a loaf of bread.
Oh, there are stories about that, where people would take their wheelbarrow full of money to the shop. They'd go inside the shop to buy the goods. They'd come back outside. The money was still there, but the wheelbarrow was gone.
Or the price would double in an hour.
Because the wheelbarrow was worth more than the money in barter.
I mean, the ribbons will be worthless in time.
I mean, that's what's happening in Venezuela. I mean, 200, like 2 million inflation rating. I mean, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Yeah, it costs like, it costs like 15 million bolivars for 6 eggs.
Oh, God, no. And that's going to be just chump change in the real world.
And like, here I thought the Nazi fur, and you know, whatever Nazi fur fuck off ribbons would be like kind of a commodity to have. Like, oh, I found this at Anthrocon. I didn't know it would be a big thing that was going to spread to freaking Europe. Like, what the hell? Why is it?
Well, it's just the tail following the dog's wagging.
Yeah. Now we'll move on for a bit, and that's there was also a statement in the con book which was also passed around, and
all right, I'm not gonna.
And it was also pretty cringeworthy.
Oh yeah. Right.
Here's basically I'm gonna read like the first part of it. Don't worry. We're not planning to become a part of the daily political discussion anytime soon. We're still con runners, not activists. However, there is one political statement we just can't avoid. We have to choose our position in the political spectrum and stick with it. So hereby, we explicitly distance ourselves from all right-wing movements. Euroference is liberal. Euroference is social. That's just part of the statement that they said. So think about that.
They literally said that any right-wing belief, any person who has a right-wing belief
is
can
now
be
unacceptable.
Removed.
Is now, yes. Yeah, it's now unacceptable at Euroferns. Basically being yes. to the right of Stalin is now unacceptable.
And they go on to say, Euroferns welcomes all identities, all genders, all ethnic groups, and they promote freedom of the arts. But and no,
I like to call bullshit on that, on the art part.
Yeah.
And no internet hate mob is going to take that away from us. Now tell me, don't these people sound like a hate mob if they're based on their
always
ideas?
A thing.
They're hating on right wing ideas.
Here's the thing, he even quoted Karl Popper, even though Karl Popper, with that statement, was talking about the Soviet Union, because he made that statement in the 1950s, when the Nazis
yes.
were a dead issue.
Yes, and this is coming
he was talking
from...
about communists.
Yes, and this statement comes from the chairman, Sven Chita Tegthoff.
So I think it's Tegertoff or something, because the most European languages don't have the English TH.
Okay, so is it Tegtoff?
Or Tegtoff? It'll be something like Tegtoff. Tegtoff, I think.
Okay. All right, well, that's the chairman saying this. That, and why? Why? Like, why do this to your convention?
Like, because he's more obsessed with politics than he is with actually running his convention.
Right. Like, I mean, look at this. Though. They admit they just openly, straight out the bat, they're, you know, liberal and so on, and
they just explicitly stated their position. They're like, hey, we are liberal. We oppose all right-wing movements. That's what they said. Not even alt-right, not even Nazis or anything. They just said all right-wing anything.
Yeah. Well, so if you're now on the left of the Republican Party, you're not evil, according to the EF.
Basically, if you're not a socialist, like, you're problematic to them.
Or basically, so if you're a liberal who's too tolerant, you're also evil.
Honestly,
so Sargon of Akkad wouldn't be acceptable either.
It sounds like this is all just safe spaces coming out of college and going into the real world.
Yep. Hey, hold on a sec. Beowulf, you there? You got a lady?
Yes, I'm here.
You know, they used to have a thing in America called safe spaces. It was called segregation.
Hey, welcome aboard. We'll get to your thinger in a second. We'll shuffle things around, though.
I was a little late joining, so that's fine.
No, it's fine. It's fine. At least you're here. As this reason I called you in, though. But it's good. But before that, though, the funny thing is, though, the chairman also admitted to doing this, making the statement and passing around slipping around the ribbons at Euroference.
Yep.
He's saying, "I did it," as in. He basically, the way he typed it out, he seems like he's so fucking proud of himself for doing it.
Yeah, look at this statement. Look, to give people a chance to stand up without the fear of getting singled out, that's why everyone got one. And because I think it's our patriotic duty as responsible German citizens to tell Nazis to fuck off.
You know what's amazing?
But communists are more of an issue.
Please.
No. Communists have been more of an issue for Germans in living memory than Nazis because... Remember,
exactly.
EF is held in part of Germany that used to be part of East Germany.
Well, this is what I was saying. What's amazing
literally until 1989, you had the Stasi running around putting people in concentration camps.
Yeah, but they don't. There is no Nazi problem. Like, that's the crazy thing about this. There is no massive Nazi alt-right problem in the world today. We only see
the alt-right. They've got no more than 100,000 members tops.
They have a communist problem is what they have.
And
besides, the communists, when they during World War II, they were far worse than the Nazis when they how they treated the prisoners of war. And in fact, they ransacked Berlin, they burned half the city to the ground, and they raped the women.
Not to mention what they did to Poland.
Oh, yeah. Oof.
The Katyn massacre.
Ooh, yeah, that's...
And then, after the war, the Russians officially blamed the Germans for that, even though they'd done it.
Yep.
Actually, the fact of the matter is just... Yeah, look at that. The chairman's just super proud of being such a virtue signaler. And basically flooding the con with politics.
I know. Oh, and let's not even talk about Nazis. Let's talk about Nazi furs. Do you guys think that our fandom has a Nazi fur problem?
No.
Like, what?
The idea,
absolutely not.
99% of the people accused of being Nazis are not Nazis.
Well, they call
More or less, they're really good shit posters.
Yeah, I mean, I think I've met 3 or 4 maximum. I've been there for almost 10 years now, and I've met about 3 or 4 actual legit Nazis in the entire fandom.
Yeah, I think
And none of them like me. None of them like me either.
And it seems impossible that there would be Nazi furs because they consider the idea of furries degeneracy. They consider it degenerate.
I mean, you've got a fandom with a very large gay and lesbian contingent.
And it
that's not exactly the place that the Nazis would gravitate towards.
No. No. And, you know, this also goes back to the problem, like I said, what happened at Anthrocon. When I was asking other people, like artists who are wearing these ribbons, I said, why are you doing this? And they said, oh, well, because, you know, anyone who's a racist and a bigot is also a Nazi. So, like, they don't even understand what that
means. So, what, the communists in Russia were racist and bigoted. So does that mean they're Nazis now?
According to today's SJWs, they would be.
So you can be so literally commie Nazis is a thing.
National Bolshevism.
So what are they now? They're now not looking for at Stalin now. They're more supporters of like Mao Zedong. But I guess even Mao Zedong was a racist as well.
Oh,
Pol Pot was a total racist.
Oh,
he thought that the Vietnamese people as a whole were agents of capitalism.
All right,
he demanded that the Cambodians, the good plucky socialist Cambodians, eradicate the evil capitalist Vietnamese.
I think we'll kind of wrap this up right now, this topic. Live comments. Potato Hole says genders, or 2 of them. Yeah, well, that's pretty much it. And there's a third gender we might not know about. And yeah.
Anyone in the live comments, please like this video. If you actually like it, you know, whatever.
Oh, also, another thing, Lenin was also a very severe racist.
Ouch.
He condemned Stalin as a quote-unquote Asiatic barbarian.
Yikes.
Because Stalin was Georgian. And this wasn't related to any personal attributes of Stalin. It was because he was Georgian.
Anyway, Beowulf.
Yes, sir.
Sir.
Yes.
You're at Denver right now, right?
Indeed I am.
And you've not been physically removed.
No, hooray! I was
yay.
I felt very what's the word?
Nervous.
A lot of nervous and a lot of anxiety when security, you know, stormed the building and set up everywhere.
Wait, they stormed the building? Why?
There was no security in the atrium, like, whatsoever. And then all of a sudden, like, all these security guards just start showing up with their earpieces in and everything just out of nowhere.
So it's like going anywhere in East Germany as a dissident, because then suddenly the Stasi would appear out of nowhere.
Yeah, they just showed up, and it's like, what's going on?
So completely unexpected, like the fucking Spanish Inquisition just happened to show up right when Foxler just happened to walk in.
Oh, I didn't even get to see that at that particular instance. Like, I actually left the atrium because I did not want to be there because there were just the security guards came in and they looked like they were looking to not have fun times. They all looked very upset and very angry that someone had interrupted their coffee break or something.
Oh, no. Not the coffee break.
So I left and then I started to see, like, Telegram and Twitter started blowing up, and I saw the pictures of Foxler being escorted out, and I'm like, oh, this is wonderful. And, you know, Denver made a post about it, and I asked what evidence do they have, because they had data said it was, you know...
What did they even claim it was meant to be?
They just said that it was a credible threat.
It was credible sources have indicated that he needed to be removed. That was literally what their posts
did. They even cite their sources?
Nope, they didn't cite anything. And I asked them for a cite, and they said nothing. I just got a bunch of people basically attacking me, saying, "Well, he's a Nazi; he doesn't deserve to be here."
Wow.
Yes, that's just like my sister.
a gay Thai man tweets, with a black boyfriend.
At the same time, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, top Nazi material there, guys.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense, but you know, other than that, it's been a great con so far, really.
Well, that's
other than it's, you know, not very organized because there's like staff.
Except
members.
When it comes to removing Thai.
Yeah, that was like perfectly executed, 100% precision. Other than that, it's there's lacking communication between staff members.
I assume it's a little bit better than DashCon, though.
Probably. I got no idea.
Well, you know what happened with DashCon, don't you?
Yeah, that disastrous. Yeah. Now, that said, so after that, after everything just blew up, Foxel was escorted out. What followed?
Other than Twitter and Telegram blowing up for like 6 hours, nothing. Everyone just continued on their merry way like nothing even happened.
Right, I mean...
all the security disappeared and everything.
So the only reason he was escorted away was simply because he was there. And I'm guessing some SJWs were like,
basically, I heard through like a chain of people and overhearing conversations that it was supposedly a bomb threat or something.
What?
Yeah, because he was a threat, they removed him from the chain of
no,
what I've heard.
I don't believe that.
No, that's
they wouldn't that's go that far, Jesse.
That is all I've overheard. That's what I'm saying. That's the stuff that I've overheard.
I mean, it makes sense if the security literally stormed the atrium, like, all looking all worried and angry. Yeah, I mean, if there was a credible bomb threat, then that makes a lot of sense.
He didn't even come in with any bags. I didn't, like, from the pictures, he came in by himself without anything
Wait,
on him.
Hold on. Because if there was a bomb threat, security wouldn't show up. The police would. There would be, like, a freaking SWAT team and a bomb disposal unit.
And they'd probably
they'd have shot down the bomb plotter. And made the area safe if there was a quote-unquote credible bomb threat.
Yeah, that's the only thing. The only thing they said was there was credible information that he needed to be removed. And the thing was, they didn't just remove him; they removed all the rooms that he had booked for other people to help them out too.
That is just awful. Now, thankfully, they did refund him his money, so. You know, it wasn't.
Yeah, and everybody else.
Like
everybody else that did, yeah, also got refunded, though. Now, I have also been told that all it took was Foster's presence to just trigger the chairman, and all he did was, like, the chairman just basically waved in, called security, and pointed the guy and said, remove Ty.
Well, pretty close, because I saw him, like, march over to the security, and I'm like, I'm just going to leave because I don't feel welcome. Because there's security everywhere, and they're not, you know, they're looking like they're gonna either rough someone up or they're gonna do something. So
this is seriously reminding me of what happened with Arkansas.
Oh yeah, Arkansas furry the.
Right, yes.
Magnus Iridian.
Yeah. Magnus.
He turned up in his Kaiser outfit.
Well, there's a few different things he's done over the years, but in Foxer's case, it's a bit different. I mean, he literally just walked into the hotel, no fursuit, no bags, just trying to have a good time. And they're like, oh, that's it, get rid of him. Because reasons. I mean...
because my fifis might be hurt by his presence.
Yeah, that's basically what I've gathered, why Foxer was removed. But, you know... other than, you know, A, the lack of organization, B, security storming the building, and C, you know, just kind of, things aren't exactly planned out.
And how
so
is...
you're saying, basically, that in the next 48-hour period, there's a chance that the con might completely collapse?
It's potential, because, you know, I paid $80... to pre-reg, and you're supposed to get, you know, first access into rooms. You know, it was second tier, and you're supposed to get like first access into main events. And from what I've gathered, no one is really monitoring them. They're just like, hey, this room is now open because we've had it closed and we were 10 minutes behind schedule. Everybody in.
So it was almost like buying that little extra thing was really no point.
Yeah, I could have got away with, you know, a $40 pre-reg. Granted, I would have got a t-shirt and lanyard, but...
So it just seems a little odd to me that the security react... So what you're saying is that the security reacted very overly, like, zealous
overly
towards,
aggressive.
Like, Fox Flirt.
To
like,
one chubby guy.
Also, like I said, so basically they treated Fox literally. They immediately took care of the problem. So I'm guessing if other people were to have security issues, like if there was a drug problem, they would probably take longer than the response they did with Foxler.
Oh, they probably wouldn't even respond. I mean, like they were very aggressive, like taking down Foxler.
Oh, what the shit.
Like, I think Foxler got checked in and walked the 20 paces into the atrium, and he had guards around him and was being escorted out.
You have to admit, that's pretty organized.
I mean, it was an organized takedown. That's all it was.
They're not organized for anything else. They just spent all their organizational points on removing Ty.
Yeah.
And you know what, like, guys, like, you know what the funny thing is about this? Like, Foxler is not the threat. The threat comes from people who want to literally attack him. Like all the crazy alt-left SJWs that are like, look, it's a Nazi re! And
if they removed them from the con, they'd screech on Twitter.
Yeah, but like, these are the people that go after him. And that's the reason why, like, he's not a threat. He's not going to do anything. I mean, come on.
It's so
backwards. So freaking backwards.
The people who are actually, you know, being authoritarian, silencing people are the ones who are getting promoted into con leadership.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, how that works.
Totally.
I mean, fortunately, I do have it on good authority that certain people are implicitly banned from Confuzzled.
Hmm. Can I just say something real quick? Somebody, one comment that kind of caught my eye in the chat was that from Ice Kitsune saying that they are actually kind of breaking legal codes,
ooh,
you know, doing stuff like this.
Oh, that's a good point. Well, I mean, they might be. They might be. I'm not familiar with the legal codes when it comes to this issue.
I mean, basically,
yeah, I don't know what their legal codes are like when it comes to slander or accusations. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
Or yeah, I don't think this would fall under slander. Accusations probably. Mm-hmm. I mean, for the most part, it was kind of just like whoever paid the hotel the most money got control of the hotel.
That's the thing. Like, literally, the con staff basically bought enough of the hotel to have a decision in the matter. And for that reason, yes.
And I think there was four people got locked out. It was Foxler and someone. I don't remember who it was. And then,
I imagine it was probably Cody.
No, Cody went in the second group that didn't get captured on pictures.
Really?
Yeah, there was four people who got locked out.
Oh.
If what you're saying is that how they're able to buy loyalty with money, you know, it makes me wonder, do these people who run the conventions and all that... are they like trust? Do they have like a trust fund or something from like their parents that they left behind? It wouldn't surprise me if they did.
I mean, the thing is that from what I learned of kind of who hosts this, I think it's a Quadifer also hosts Denver at the same time. They're a for-profit con, so they're making money off of this.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Yeah, that's understandable.
I mean, ironic. Communists using for-profit cons in order to
yeah. Now,
push their agenda.
That said, though, once that was done, like, did you meet up with the rest of the crew that showed up?
Yeah, pretty much everyone who's still attending the con I've met up with, except for I think one individual.
That's right.
So at this point, they're not banning the furry raiders; they're just banning individuals.
They just banned the tie.
Yeah, but like that sets a dangerous precedent. Like, I'm worried about the future. you know, like if they're going to dox us. Or
be
like,
well, yeah, oh, well. It's going to get one of those things. It's going to be, well, we can ban these people, this person, so why can't we ban this person? And then it's going to be, why can't we ban this person? And then they're going to have a whole big list.
They're already doxing people. They're already doxing people. I mean, Dogpatch does that all the time.
Like, yeah.
Dogpatch.
But now the fact that the big concern at hand is basically just, you know, preemptively, you know, excluded from the con right when you show your face at the desk.
Well, I mean, also, the thing is, there probably could be a legal thing, because if someone's screen captured back when they're like, we have no problem with this person attending the con, no problem whatsoever. He's free to attend. He's completely free to attend.
So in other words, they lied.
Yeah.
And you know what? That brings up a very good point, because think about this. Foxler actually paid for his room. They know who he is. They have his email. They have his information. But as soon as he got in the hotel and they saw him, then they kicked him out and refunded his money. Now, why would they do that if they haven't already known who he was when he registered?
I think the con forced the hotel to kick him out, and the hotel, since they're on good standing with Foxer, refunded his money.
No, but like even still, like you have to register for the convention regardless. Like you have to buy.
Well, yeah, but the convention is non-transferable, non-refundable.
Hold on. I did remember seeing a thing about on like the Denver's like Twitter that they had no problem with, like, before they had no problem with Foxler attending. Yeah.
Did you screen cap it?
It's probably gone now.
But
yeah, it's probably gone. They're trying to cover their tracks now.
Oh, Internet Archive. Try Internet Archive.
That might just work. Now, that was pretty much the kind of the gist of it, wasn't it? Like, literally. And then, we're not going to come. Seriously, the Twitter can just seriously off itself there.
Now, Jolt said something earlier. He said it could have been worse. You know, they did escort him out of the building, unfortunately. But, you know, this event could have been a lot worse than it was. You know, there could have been attacks or something.
Yeah,
police could have been gotten involved.
Yeah,
there could have been like mass problems, but it, other than, you know, I felt the con just was very aggressive with the security that they put in place. I don't feel there was any other problems.
And the fact that the con said that it was okay for him to go, and then they turn around and they stab him in the back like that, it's just, you know, it's like betrayal.
Yeah, that's what I really just don't understand about this story. Because
like I just feel betrayed. Betrayed that they would do that.
Right? I mean, like, they know who he is. I mean, they have his email when he registered for the convention. You know, he bought a ticket and stuff, and then he registered the rooms at the hotel. And that's two different things. One of them is for the con. One of them is for the hotel. And that's, like, what's the problem?
I think it might be because Denver, when they said that they would allow Foxler, they got attacked, you know, by the crazed SJWs, and they probably were, you know, coerced into banning him, essentially, or kicking him from the con because they were coerced into doing it. Mm. So in other words, they did something that you're not supposed to do and gave into the demands of terrorists.
Yeah.
They're not terrorists yet.
They may have been.
They are officially Antifa considered terrorists in the United States.
No, I thought you were referring to SJW.
No. Anyway, the thing is that
I probably should have been a bit more specific then. I meant, when I said SJWs, I also kind of included Antifa in there as well. Yeah, so
anyway, the next thing of the matter was that Foxler himself also suggested that he was removed for his own protection, like, so just so there won't be a confrontation in con space.
I could probably see that, because I think there is...
Well, then why not remove the people who would have threatened
him? Yeah, the people who are making the threats and stuff are the ones who should be removed, not the person who's being threatened.
And well, a lot of these people who make the threats don't even show up to the con.
Well,
yeah,
Devil who wasn't even turning up.
I don't believe that Tasmanian Devil ever turned up.
No,
she didn't.
No.
Yeah. The next thing I also wanted to say, how much worse could have gone was, can you guys imagine a furry Charlottesville?
Oh, God.
I can imagine that at your reference.
Yes.
Probably. Something like that over there. With all this political nonsense they're injecting into their con. Yeah, I can see it.
Well, yeah, I mean, it only takes, you know, a little match to set someone off because everyone's so extremist already.
Yeah, everyone's, you know, on eggshells.
One wrong word or something to someone could set off a war.
And they're doing it to themselves. I mean, why bother even passing out these stupid ribbons and saying, oh, well, Euroference is liberal now.
I'm not entirely sure, but I think those ribbons are floating around Denver somewhere, too.
I think, I've seen someone make a Twitter post on it, too, bragging about it.
I saw one in person, and it's uncensored.
Wow.
So even the U is uncensored. Like, the full word fuck is uncensored.
It's the full deal.
Now, imagine this, though. Like, you're wearing that ribbon, you're in a parade, and some kid wants to high-five you, and the parents see that, and they're like,
what's that mean?
Yeah, what, why are you wearing profanity? I thought you were supposed to be a cute, fluffy animal and, you know, make families happy. What are you doing? That's another problem I have.
So, yeah, in other words, because of the con's actions, they're going to bring down their overall reputation because of this.
Yeah, they're just promoting the wearing of profanity. It's just sick. Like, don't even do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny how when they say, like, when they're, you know, there's like, even if you think that complete absolute freedom is, there's no such thing. You're also can become a slave to your own vices. And that seems to be what's happening a lot these days, is that people are becoming slaves to their own vices.
Well, they become slaves to their own imagination, too.
Yeah.
I mean, if someone is
vices,
you know,
include stuff like alcohol, drugs, and I guess imagination could also be considered a vice.
Actually, in our case, it's basically these so-called Nazis is what they're obsessed with.
Yeah, these so-called Nazis that are supposedly everywhere that are causing all this problem, but in actuality, it's those people causing the problem.
I mean, I know, right? Yeah, just to wrap this little kind of segment up, like, I mean, this happened at about 9:30 at night in Colorado time.
Oh my god.
Yeah, thereabouts.
My god.
So it was late at night, in other words.
The atrium was still full of people. I mean, there were still probably 50 people in there.
Well, half nine isn't that late, really, for a convention, is it?
No, there were still people up at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I've personally encountered.
And then everybody else just up and, you know, once they got escorted out to the parking lot. Well, not everyone got escorted. Just the Thai got escorted out to the parking lot. Everybody just went out and regrouped there. Is that what happened?
Yeah. I'm not really sure what really happened. Like I said, I'd left to kind of just get away from the whole security guards marching in, and like, because I was standing in the corner of the atrium, and all of a sudden there's two guards literally like breathing down my back, and I'm like,
ooh, that's creepy. Hey.
And I just like I'm just gonna walk this way now, and I was checking, they weren't following me, and they weren't following me, so I'm like, okay, so it's nothing to do with me, and I went on my way. Then I learned about all the Foxler stuff.
So
when I was younger, I think much of that happened to me at college. But the thing is, the three people standing behind me realized that no, I wasn't. I thought I was doing so, they just quickly left.
You're breaking up a bit.
Your mic is breaking up.
Okay. You probably have a too close connection problem.
Can you still hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yes.
Oh, yes, I did it, kind of.
Yay!
Okay, I went to the comments, and for some reason, I'm not a mod on there, which
is... I'll make you a mod. Hang on a second. I'll put that up. Other than that, I think we'll kind of move on from this sort of Denver stuff. I mean, there's still plenty of time left at the con. We're gonna call in, you know, later on for a stream to see how you guys are going on live.
Yay!
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
I mean, who else have you met right at ConSpace?
I think there's Om Nom Nom here. Splat is here.
Like, I mean, our guys. You mean you said hi?
I've talked with Neo and the Lightheart.
And Euphrey will come later on down the line. Euphrey will come back together, and
yeah, I think after the con and stuff, we'll give like a sit rep something because I was trying to get them to come and join in because I have a nice little mic set up and stuff. But
after or basically just wait during downtime when Euphrey can get together. What's your plan?
Yeah, like maybe Sunday probably.
Oh, okay.
Because we're all kind of doing our different stuff and Neo's a little worn out right now, so.
Too drunk?
No, he performed in a talent show and stuff, and I think he just kind of wore himself out.
Surprised it wasn't the booze that got him.
I don't think he's drank anything. I don't know.
Nah. So we think.
Who knows?
Nah, it wouldn't be that. I would have done him in. Fact of the matter is, what would have done him in is, I don't know. at least you guys are holding up all right down there. We're not physically removed, and well,
are you going to go to like the dances or any panels or anything that seem interesting?
Yeah, I plan on it. I ended up actually getting told I registered too late for DanceConf, and actually it was just a technical problem. They didn't understand how their website worked. Got put as a standby. So I was like, okay, I'm a standby. My chances of probably dancing are none. So
no.
I practiced in like 2 weeks. Thursday, I get a Telegram message. Hey, you want to be in the dance comp?
Oh.
I guess. Okay. So I'm in the dance comp again. So I'm going to make a face of myself tomorrow.
Awesome. Oh, dude, that's cool.
Be sure to film yourself.
I'm sure they have it filmed and stuff, and I'll have someone else filming in the audience. So.
Oh yeah, yeah. There's always videos of that.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. Good luck.
So I'm going to try and not kill myself. No, I have the body of a steam locomotive. I am not able to bend. Bending is outside of my forte.
So why are you in the dance competition then?
That's all right.
Because why not?
Is there any like preliminary or tryouts?
No, there wasn't even enough people to qualify who signed up to do that. They basically filled their list and that
everyone
was it.
In.
From what I've gathered, they've put everyone in.
All right. Well, hey, I mean that means you
like
some,
the hour long talent show was seven or eight acts.
And Neo got in.
Yes, he did. And I think he did fairly well, but he thinks that he bombed.
I would love to see the video.
I will try and get it up. I will try when I get back home.
Awesome.
Yep.
Wonderful.
Hey.
Yeah, so let's wrap the Denver up. There's still plenty of time. We want you guys to have fun and sort it out.
Actually,
that's essentially what we were here for.
I'm going to get my suit here in about an hour and 15 minutes, so I'm excited for that.
Nice. So, enough of the bad stuff. Let's focus on the good. Like, this isn't really affected.
Accentuate the positive.
So.
It's been a lot of fun. I've had a lot of fun. Even with all the stuff that's happened, it'll probably be my yearly con.
Hey.
Oh my god, guys, I just did it. Oh, sorry. I freaked out for a second.
What is it?
I can now read comments at the same time as I'm recording. Yes, I did it. Okay. Woo. Sorry.
Wonderful. All right, live comments. Doberman says, "Dancing queen, young and free." Oh, I'm totally not gonna make a cringy spectacle of me singing ABBA.
Why would you do this?
You know what?
That should be your song. That's the song.
You're so hot, teasing me. So you're blue, but I can't take a chance on a chick like you. No, 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 no. It's something I wouldn't do.
This is now become Singing with Tenacious.
We can dance.
It's all right. Like, no,
I'll dance with you, honey, if you think it's funny. Does your mother know that you're out?
ABBA can I have whatever opinions about ABBA, but seriously.
Well, I mean, I grew up with them because my mom was a massive Gen Xer.
I see. So, shall we move on? We've got another interesting little news story.
Oh.
Because we know that the NASA, one furry basically
crowded in there.
And...
yeah.
Yes.
NASA internship. And she threw it all away because...
All she did is basically...
She threw it all away because her friend's dogpiled her boss.
Essentially.
Not even her boss. The boss of her boss's boss.
Yes.
So yeah, like that was like the... Pretty much they dogpiled the chairman.
Yeah, they dogpiled one of the chairmen of the council that oversees NASA.
Essentially, yeah.
Whoops.
Look at that.
That might have been foot and mouth syndrome a little bit.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, like, I mean...
What world?
Essentially, yeah, we mean, when you do something, when you got something like this, you don't just brag about it and so forth, but...
I mean, you can brag about it, sure, but I mean, yeah, if someone's not, like, watch your extent, language, like, say, I'd be like, why... Well, I mean, I'd probably actually say the same thing.
It was because they didn't want...
Know.
It's not because she was swearing per se. It was because they didn't want swearing connected with the NASA hashtags.
Yeah. And then, you know, all the friends started swearing and cussing out this guy using the NASA hashtag, which caused her to lose her internship. all of her friends are, like, using the NASA hashtag with all this... slander, and they're just like, no, and we don't want you.
We'll get to that. But look at the employee in question.
Yeah, I just love like the these tweets. So first she goes, "Everyone, shut the fuck up! I got accepted for a NASA internship," and then this one guy, Homer, goes, "Language," and she's like, "Suck my dick and balls! I'm working at NASA." And then the guy responds, and he's like, "I am on the NASA
bombshell.
Space Council that oversees NASA." It's like. Oh, yeah. Shit.
That's when you know. Oh.
Yo, she must
And you go up.
May have fucked up my job opportunity by being mean to an old man all online.
No.
Stay tuned.
Here's what you should have done at that point.
Yeah.
Click on the original tweet.
And delete.
Use the drop-down menu. Press delete.
Yeah, but they didn't realize that.
And she's like, "Oh my god,
look at this! Is this person even a she? Look at what I've screenshared.
We don't know.
Look at this.
It looks like a girl. I don't know.
I am anthropomorphic, gender fluid, feminine, male. Yeah. That's
like,
basically
so
cancer.
So basically, don't we don't know their gender.
And look at the fact of the matter is,
with icy blue crystal antlers.
And
color can be varied, digi-grade paws, a bubbly personality, but with a feisty attitude, 5'11 height.
Feminine, reasonably thick hipped figure. Wow.
Golden fur, sky blue eyes, small fluffy tail with a silver tip, and a light blonde underside.
Yeah.
Isn't this the sort of description that you'd give to an artist and not put in your bio?
Well, some people don't think about that.
Yeah. Oh.
I mean, if you're too poor to afford, you know, a commission, you might go and just use text.
Hey, the thing of the matter is, like, if you basically put that in your profile and apply for a job, like, weird around.
But the guy is actually now trying to find her a much better job.
That might not work out so well for them.
Well, I mean, she
and they're still shitting on him.
Well, I think the friends are. I think the person in question who initially did the post is apologized, but
it's too late. It's way too late.
Now, it's too late. It's already kicked off, lads.
Not to mention the fact that these furry people who kept you know having a go at Homer basically just continued to double down, not feeling satisfied, like because he's basically a tone policing old man, and lo and behold, Homer got chased off of Twitter.
Aww. That's actually legitimately sad, that.
Yeah, she deleted his account.
They. Just say they.
And so did the intern, too. Like, I mean, after this mess, she went to protect it and had to delete her account. And you know what the funny part is? The people who are still at this say that they're blaming 4chan.
What? Why? How?
Well, I guess that shows the intellectual capacity of those involved.
Okay.
They're blaming 4chan for
something that 4chan wasn't involved in.
In the slightest.
I mean, 4chan do get involved in a lot of shit. And there's a lot of shit you can say about them. But they've done nothing.
Yeah. Like, literally, look at this.
They literally didn't do nothing.
LMAO for he's not still not letting it go without NASA drama and now blame it on 4chan.
Okay.
Well, they blame it on the gay frogs next.
No, the Russians. Blame it on the Russians.
No, Russian gay frogs.
Yeah.
This is basically the most bizarre timeline. We are all 4chan now. Guys.
Maybe the world really did end in 2012. Maybe that was the end of sanity.
We live in a parallel universe.
just you know, the people who weren't sane enough to realize it was ending just kind of came over to the insanity. Because it's been a very sharp downhill since then.
Yeah, now we...
I mean, the world still was pretty normal in 2012.
Now, yeah, but now, guys, we've discovered 72 genders. Did you know that?
No, it's 384 and counting. Get it right.
Only 80. What about 285?
I'm behind the time.
They're 384 now for some reason. It's just a random number in front of how many genders.
How? How is that? Oh. Because
if you're a mix of two different genders, it's a new gender.
So therefore, there are basically an infinite number of them.
Yes.
An infinite number. Wow.
That's infinite crazy. Genders, only two.
Why don't they just use the little
three if you're an
infinity sign, the little infinity sign, you know, the eight that's on its side.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Just put that before, you know, everything. Just, you know, it works.
Yeah.
You could also use pi.
Even though there are only 7 billion people, so therefore there are only 7 billion possible genders.
How dare you, you bigot!
So
you're not counting all the plants and everything else.
Plants don't have gender, though.
Characters.
Sorry, cutting out.
All right, so
I just want to say this, though, all of this. I want to now browse 4chan and see their reaction to all of this.
Oh, they're probably just putting lol stickers everywhere.
All right.
You know, haha, we're being blamed for something we've not even done this time.
No. Well, it turns out that Naomi was indeed fired from her internship and her Twitter's deleted. And he/she or Zim.
They.
Whatever, is extremely upset about this and posted several tweets about it over and over. And I don't know if you guys are interested in reading some of those, because they are quite
Welcome to the company that you keep.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty much officially
they made
long.
Them.
I mean, I like how
they made
out,
their bed. Now they have to sleep in it.
An old man, even though that old man is your big cheese boss.
I mean, it's basically just her bitching about it. Like, I don't know what I did wrong. Oh, I'm deleting my Twitter. I'm so done with drama. Yeah, well, you're the one causing drama.
You made your bed. Now sleep in it.
Like, what are you doing?
And I mean, the fact of the matter is they now accuse 4chan of firing her. No.
Yeah.
Make right? some like, personal what, responsibility.
What possible involvement did 4chan have in this?
Exactly. Nothing. Who knows?
I mean, truly, we're living in the end times.
Well, I mean, it's the end times have pretty much already arrived for my country. You know, we made it law, I think, a year ago with Bill C-16 that if you don't use proper gender pronouns, you can be fined for it. I mean, just look at Jordan B. Peterson, for example. He ended up in national court because of it, because he would not use gender pronouns.
Being a bit rude to someone is now grounds for a fine.
Yep.
Welcome to the
society. That's, of course, if the person is powerful enough or wealthy enough to take you to court.
Actually,
my God.
New York City have a law against this now, because New York City recognized 31 different gender identities. If you misgender someone in New York City, you will get fined for it. That's actually a law.
I don't want to live on this planet anymore.
Speaking of genders, this would be a perfect time to segue right into our next topic.
Oh, yeah, about fucking...
Cyberpunk 2077 makes a gender joke about their new game.
Attack helicopter, and they got shit for it.
The joke was, I want more guys in this game, to Cyberpunk. And then said, did you just assume their gender?
Yeah, and they said that sarcastically. Because they're making fun of SJWs.
Making fun of SJWs is now a thought crime.
Yes, it is.
Pretty
fine.
Much.
Not you to mention, too, like, when you see all of this, there are a lot of furries who basically went up and fired up the complaints hotline.
Yes, and guys, let me tell you about one of these people who fired up such a hotline. His name is Feed Me Gamer Boys, and he said, try harder. At this Cyberpunk game, because Cyberpunk games apologized to the SJWs. So he said, no, that's not a real apology. Hashtag try harder. Now, I'm going to tell you what it says on his Twitter profile, okay?
Let's have a look.
Oh, boy.
I'm sharing this stuff, too. There's
22,
his picture. There's
he's
his profile.
22 years old.
He, him, they, them.
Pan demisexual polyam non-binary trans cat boy.
What is that?
System.
What the hell is that?
Don't forget the system.
I know these words, but I don't understand the context.
Pan demisexual polyam? Like, what the hell planet does he live on?
What's polyam?
What?
So.
What confuses me the most is the fact that he has system in there as well. I mean, what is he, like, Windows 98 now or something?
No. It's Windows 2. Get it right. Because it can't have more than a 16-bit operating system, because they can't have more than 8 thoughts at any given time.
And I'm so sorry, but he also lives in Denver.
Colorado, yeah.
Oh God, so he's probably turned up.
Or she, they, them, whatever it might be.
It.
whatever.
Replace all pronouns with it. It works.
Just for a bit of context, yeah, here's the apology that Cyberpunk 2077 made.
Yes.
This was a totally bad move. And
you never
apologize to these nut jobs. Don't apologize.
No. Give an inch, they'll take a fucking mile.
Exactly. Yeah. Never apologize, because it's never enough. It's nothing is good enough. You know, like, they want you to.
But basically, unless you're prepared to sort of mutate into Stalin, they're never going to be happy.
It's just nothing's enough for these people. It really is not. Like, oh, sorry, we misgender. We made a joke about gender. Well, you should be more, you know, inclusive next time. But that's not a real apology. Like, come on, seriously.
I mean, someone after I left Alt Furry, I made a little post of my my FA, and someone came up weeks later saying, "Oh, let me tell you about your privilege. This apology means nothing."
Wow.
I mean, months after I originally posted it, they came and put that up. I mean, I've not even bothered responding to it or deleting it. I'm just going to leave it there as a sort of monument to SJW insanity.
Yeah, it is. Right. It's insanity.
So, the fact of the matter is, these guys do not freaking buy games at all. They just exist to whine. And it's basically left us, you know.
So they're basically looking to be offended.
And that's, yeah, I mean, imagine how miserable it must be. Like, what a sad life to be an SJW, just to get mad at everything. It's like, oh my God.
Why don't they just go and form their own society?
I think their brain got wired backwards at some point where they get, like, the reward system of your brain. It goes off when they get offended. And that means that they have to get offended harder so they can keep getting it because it's like a drug to them.
Oh, I mean, goodness. Why don't they just go off into the wilderness in some part of the world where there aren't many people and form their own community of some
sort? Because they can't get offended. Getting offended is a drug to them. They have to do it so they have something to scream at because their lives, in other words, are too boring.
So they don't want to go and form a utopia out in Siberia or something.
No.
No, they want to keep getting offended so they can keep getting free stuff.
I mean, they could probably do it because the Russian government are giving away free land in Siberia because they want to develop the region.
You know something? I'm just disappointed that the developers, CD Projekt Red, have basically cucked out so many times to the point where I'm just up and losing their trust in them.
Yeah, I'm really upset that they actually apologized. Like, why do you give in to these wackos?
Like, this isn't the first time. Like, they did this once in the PC Master Race article. They apologized again for Postal 2, and now this.
Like,
yeah, there's also the...
It's not enough. It's not enough for these people. Nothing is. So don't even bother apologizing. You give them an inch, they're going to take a mile. You know, don't do it.
Why don't they go somewhere where they can be ultra offended? Why don't they go to somewhere like Saudi Arabia where literally everything will offend them?
At least
Saudi Arabia is a legit patriarchy.
Yeah, but the problem is if they
go there, they'll die. They're not going to go somewhere where their lives are going to be in danger. They're going to go somewhere where they can get free stuff without a lot of work other than getting offended.
Yeah, so in other words...
I don't think they die in North Korea because North Korea has no laws against homosexuality or anything.
Well, that's a lot of background noise right there.
I mean, I'm sure they'd like North Korea. I mean, it's sort of their perfect political system.
Sorry, what's that screaming sound?
It's not me.
Background noise.
I have a broken phone case, and every time
perpetually trying to strike a match.
Yeah, it's because my phone case got broke, and I have a habit of rubbing like the back of my phone case, and it's now missing.
Are you going to take the case off then?
Yeah, I'll set my phone down.
So alright.
Quit doing
so,
that.
I just like the idea of sending the SJWs to Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, but I mean, the thing is, like, they would probably like that idea. Now, they like the idea. They wouldn't actually like it when they're there. But they're like, oh, we love Islam.
Actually, no. After that, though, you cancel. You don't ground all the flights. You do.
No, they would never go there.
Yeah. Anyway.
They don't even want to talk about it.
Shall we,
By the way, remember when Saudi Arabia threatened Canada with a hijacking? Saudi Arabia threatened Canada with a hijacking recently.
Mm.
They made a lot of stuff again.
Saudi Arabia, Canada criticized them on human rights. So, Saudi Arabia put out a tweet on one of their official Twitter accounts depicting a plane flying towards a tall building in Toronto.
Good lord.
Shout out to I guess I also want to make like a shout out to like Dobes who make like a comment saying makes a joke at your expense, shut up and die. Someone comments about Snowflake being spotted as SJW's wine. It's not a true statement about them.
Oh, hey, you were just
Speaking about Canada, about the law, it says here in Canada, in Toronto, a person could take you to court if you don't use their pronoun. He says, I work in the public eye. Scary to think someone could make you lose your job if you don't say, in brackets, like animal kin, as an example.
What?
Or polyam. Yeah, whatever that is.
Or pandemisexual.
So I guess if you were to work somewhere, I guess what he's saying is that if you were to work at a job in at like Starbucks in Toronto, you pretty much have to ask someone what's your preferred pronoun when you first talk to them.
Okay, but guys, now think about this. How often do you actually use pronouns when you're talking to somebody directly?
Fucking never!
You never do. Only when you're talking about a third person if they're not there. So like
I guess they'd be upset if you said, how may I help you, sir?
Yeah.
Oh, they would be.
Okay. How may I help
you? Oh, yeah, but now you just say, how can I help you? You don't say sir or ma'am anymore. You stop.
How can I help you? Insert appropriate gender pronoun here.
No, but like saying sir or madam is actually more respectful. Like, hello, sir. How are you doing today? Like, that's actually a nice thing to say.
Yes, but respect is days dead.
If you think that's bad, you should see how kids respect their parents these days. It's fucking ridiculous.
What respect?
Yeah, what respect?
So, I think that's pretty much we've got everything we kind of wanted to cover up. I mean, yeah, let's not worry about that stuff with Denver. We're pushing forward, and that's the end of it. That's end of.
I mean, we can't.
And it sucks, but yeah, it sucks, but there's nowhere to go but keep going.
So, any other closing statements you guys kind of like to make? Just in light of.
Well, I just hope everyone, all of our guys who are at Denver, have an awesome time. Yeah, Denver. Hope you guys have a super awesome time and send back pictures.
Do you mean possum?
Yeah. I hope you guys have fun.
Possum time.
Awesome.
All right.
So, I guess
a closing statement to me would be for the for my fellow Raiders over at Denver to have a good time and basically to Foxler and Cody. At least now you two can have some alone time. Just go into town, go have some nice quality time with one another, I guess.
Aww. Sweet.
Yeah, and also maybe you can even go see the movie Death of a Nation, which a lot of critics on Rotten Tomatoes hate. But the audience loves it. 90% audience rating, while a 0% on Rotten Tomatoes.
They've got their own plans. Don't worry about them.
No, don't look it out. Yeah, I think we're all going to be pretty, all of us who are still in Denver here are going to be pretty busy the next 2 days. So,
yeah.
Possibly three.
So, other than that, though, I think it's time we wrap this all up. Thanks to everyone who listened. I mean, I really wish this was done in better circumstances, but this was thrown in our faces and we could have, you know, but luckily for us, it could have been worse and things just turned out the way they are. So,
yeah,
we just keep pushing forward.
Yeah, only a small thing of gasoline was thrown onto a fire, not like a propane tank. It didn't cause a big explosion.
No, it was just a little sploosh of fire and that was all.
Yeah. Just a moderate explosion.
Yeah. All good, though. So, other than that, this is us signing off for the week. Until next time.
Dos vidanya.
Dos vidanya.
Au revoir.
Bye.